From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union unveiled plans Tuesday for sealing agreements with African and Middle East countries in another effort to curb migration to Europe. The so-called compacts would consist of making EU development aid and trade ties with certain countries conditional on their cooperation in persuading refugees to stay close to home and to discourage people from looking for jobs in Europe. About 2,000 NATO troops are conducting a large-scale military training exercise with an airborne operation in the Polish central city of Torun. As part of the biggest Poland-led exercise in the country since the end of communism, troops parachuted Tuesday into the training area in the city with the objective of securing a bridge on the Vistula River. More than 20 NATO member states began the 10-day Anaconda 16 exercises as part of efforts to reassure Central and Eastern European countries concerned by Russian aggression in Ukraine. Experts are watching to see if Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi commits to ratifying the Paris Climate Agreement. Mr. Modi is on a state visit to the United States, and Indian ratification of the accord raises hope that the climate change measure could go into effect well ahead of its 2020 target date. A car bomb targeting a police bus in Istanbul killed 11 people, including 7 officers, and wounded 36 people during the morning rush hour on Tuesday. Ambulances were sent to the scene near Istanbul University. After visiting the wounded, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey's fight against terrorists will continue to the end. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad addressed the country's newly elected parliament Tuesday and had some pointed words about Islamic State and his nation's internal strife. Edward Uranian reports.
The newly elected members of Syria's parliament applauded President Assad as he pledged to defeat Islamic terrorists and outside countries and leaders whom he claims are supporting them. He insists that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's dreams of an Islamic State will be defeated in Aleppo by the sons of the city whom he claims are fighting to oppose the alleged plan. He insists that Aleppo will be the graveyard of Erdogan's hopes and dreams. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is likely to be the first woman to be nominated for president by one of the country's two major political parties. She will not be formally named the Democratic Party candidate until the party convention next month, but she has clinched the number of delegates needed to defeat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Tuesday, that's today, is the last major day in the primary process with nearly all of the 851 remaining delegates at stake. Voters are going to the polls in California, New Jersey, and 4 other states. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan has disavowed a comment by presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump about the Mexican heritage of a judge in a class action suit against Trump University. Trump said U.S. District Court Judge Gonzalo Curiel could not rule fairly because of his Mexican heritage. Trump is charged with fraud in the case. Curiel is an American who was born and raised in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana. Speaker Ryan called Trump's comment indefensible. At this year's Strategic and Economic Dialogue, officials of the United States and China talked frankly about their differences and agreed on the need for progress in their relationship. The meetings wrapped up Tuesday. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew said U.S. companies operating in China have expressed concern about the business climate there. He pointed to the increasingly complex regulatory environment U.S. and foreign companies face in China and the bigger question of whether they are welcome. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports tens of thousands of people in southeast Niger have been forced to flee their homes in the wake of escalating attacks by Boko Haram militants. The UNHCR says attacks by Boko Haram on Friday, Sunday, and Monday in the town of Bosso displaced an estimated 50,000 people in the Difa region. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.